Hello?
Is this you?
Hi, yes, it is me. Is this Larry?
It's Larry and Sean right here.
Larry and Sean, welcome on in. We are so honored to talk to you guys because, I mean, you've just been in our lives for so long.
This is a very big deal for me because when I was actually about 4 years ago, I was in a really rough spot in my life, and I was figuring out what I wanted to do, and I was actually listening to the Nerdist podcast that you were on a few years ago with Chris Hardwick, and you said something really inspiring, and you said just, you know, you have to just go for it, be bad at things, and I moved across country, went to the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcast, and here we are today with Larry King and Sean King. This is fantastic.
Wow.
Are we on the air now?
Yes, yes. Just wanted to give you a little...
Is this John Jay or Rich?
This is actually Grant.
So where's John Jay and Rich?
John Jay and Rich are they're actually out of the studio right now.
They're so on vacation.
You're hosting the show?
Yes, yeah. We're cutting this interview, and we're not doing it live. We're recording it. So
when are you going to play it?
I believe tomorrow. Or not?
No. We'll play it next week, Larry.
So you're pushing me off, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I feel like I'm being thrown aside.
No. Well, why would you feel that, Larry?
Well, it's, you know, when you're a star of my magnitude, and as my wife often says as she bows to me.
Oh, yeah. I do it every morning.
Larry, you shouldn't be taped, and you shouldn't be put aside to next week.
Well,
I've never said that. He's just making that up.
Well, we want to make sure everything's perfect, and we're here to talk about Sleep Like a King today, right?
You bet. Grant. Your name is Grant, right?
My name is Joey, actually. You just talked to Grant, but...
Playing a fast one on us.
Help me with something. Who's doing the show?
It's actually Joey and Grant.
Joey and Grant.
Are you both together?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so there's Joey and Grant. Grant's the guy I helped.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now we're going to help you a lot more.
I even know your voices now already, okay. Joey and Grant.
Well, okay. Fantastic.
All right, Sean, get laid on them. Tell them about the fabulous thing we have called Sleep Like a King.
The fabulous thing. Well, we have we've partnered with a company called Sobel West Tex that they make sheets and towels for... five-star hotels, for the best hotels in the world. And Larry and I have been fortunate enough to experience those kinds of hotels. And I'm actually in bed right now, lying in my sheets. I just woke up. Let me clear the cobwebs out of my head.
Coherent.
I'm not coherent.
Right, she's not coherent. Give her another minute. All right, so this company came to us and said, you know, we make the finest sheets and pillowcases and bedding and robes and soaps, and they're incredible, and we would like to partner with you on a line and name it Sleep Like a King, because we know that you love these kind of bedroom facilities and concepts. And Sean would actually, we'd buy sheets from hotels if
really?
We love what they had. And they said, we can make it affordable. I think she's coherent now.
I'm coherent.
Take it up, Seanie.
Yeah.
Lay it on us.
Well, as Larry and I have traveled around the world, there were actually a couple of hotels that I just said, I have to have these sheets. I went down to the gift shop at one of the hotels and bought the sheets, and they were ridiculously expensive. I mean, crazy. I'm embarrassed to say how much they were. And
I've done that a few times.
It's terrible. It's a bad thing.
It's great at the time, and then you get home and you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do this?
Yeah, what have I done? What have I done? But you know, the bedroom is really the most important room in our house. If you think about it, how much time do you spend in your bed? And sleep is now so important. We're learning how important sleep is and our sleep cycles. And but that, none of that really matters. What matters is that these sheets are the best sheets. And what I found out when I'm boy. Wow. Am I still half asleep?
Oh, no, no. You're fine.
Sound fine to me.
Do I? Oh, good. Well, there were two hotels that I bought these different sets of sheets from. And when we met with Sobel, I was asking them, now, who do you make your sheets for? And they listed the hotels. And I think I can say, can I? Well,
yeah.
You know, you'll just cut them out if it...
No, you can say it.
But, I mean, they make them for the George Sank in Paris. They are the gold
wow.
standard. They make the them for the Wynn, for the...
Four Seasons,
for the Encore, all of those.
So with these sheets...
Two of those hotels I had bought sheets from. So.
And what these sheets and pillowcases are the same quality, designed by Sean with colors, beautiful colors and like... And at a very affordable price.
Now, obviously, you guys have this line of sheets and stuff. So sleep and the whole bed experience is very important to you. So I'm going to kind of jump in bed with you guys here for a sec. So,
okay. Like, we are in bed.
Okay,
this
perfect.
This very minute.
So what is that? I mean, Larry and Sean, like, does Larry like, you know, 15 pillows? Sean, you want to sleep on a very flat surface? Like, because I go through the same thing at home all the time. Like, well, what is that experience like?
Right, because it's always a battle. Larry's a cover hog.
Okay,
I'll tell you that right now.
Wrong.
He's, you know, he is.
Wrong.
I have to go over and snuggle if I want covers at a certain
Wrong.
Hour. No, it's true. I'm looking at two pillows of his, so he's a two pillow guy.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah. I'm a two pillow gal, so that we're compatible in that area for sure.
Well,
and we like the same sheets, and we like the same pillows, the sort of thick, nice, comfortable pillows that you can rest your head to sink right in.
Well, here's,
we're not flat pillow people.
Here's the question I have. We're in the desert here, and if I sleep under, you know, even just one sheet, I'm just burning up, I wake up in a pool of sweat. Is there anything in your line that...
perfect.
Okay, great.
Because oh, we're so excited. We got the answer for you.
Yes.
No, our sheets, they really, they breathe. They have the perfect thread count. And so they're not... thread count can be really deceiving. You can have a 2,000 thread count, and it's if the cotton isn't... If the materials that they make the sheet with isn't good, then might as well be sleeping on sandpaper. I mean, it can be really gross.
Right.
But if you have the... We have the fine cotton like we do. We have 400, 500, and 700 thread count. And they are the softest, breathable sheets because they're not so tightly woven that the air can't get through. So that's important.
And the pillows are terrific, and the soaps and candles. We have great robes. But what we want people to do is go to sleeplikeaking.com. You'll see the whole array of what we have. We talk to you.
But, Larry, you're forgetting.
What am I forgetting?
You're talking about being hot
on,
in bed. We have a pillow that's a cool pillow.
No
it's,
kidding.
It's you will freak out. It's going to be, this will be exclusively available on QVC coming up. But in, like, I think we're, are we August?
August.
So,
I think we're going to be there on August. But it is, it stays cool all night long. It's a DuPont technology.
So basically, so we'll be able to throw on a robe. What, you know, we'll be able to treat ourselves with soaps. We got candles. We got pillows, and we got sheets. This is everything you need to sleep like a king.
And to have the ambiance of a king bedroom.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it right now. Now the difference, only difference is I am dressed. And Sean is in her 90s.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
And, so nothing much happens after this call because I'll tell you, okay, you want to know what happens after this call?
What?
I go downstairs and read my papers, and Sean goes, hop.
All right, Beth.
She goes right back to sleep. In fact, when we leave you, she will be asleep before the phone reaches the receiver.
Wow.
Woman stays up all night and can sleep in a hurricane.
No, well, this morning I was doing some emails last night I looked over and it was 4:30. I can't go to sleep.
She loves her bed and she loves her sheets. Maybe she loves her sheets so much that she's afraid to go to sleep.
And I'll forget that
just
I'm in them.
Experience it.
Now, before I let you guys go, Larry, I follow you on Twitter, and you're always giving these hashtag my two cents.
Right.
And these fun little nuggets that you think.
Well, I've been doing this for years. I did it for USA Today. I did it for the Miami Herald. We're thinking of putting them all together in a book. And what they are is, Jimmy Cannon used to do a column called Nobody Asked Me But, which is the same theme, except mine, it's my two cents, are all one sentence.
Yeah.
I dictate them to Sean. Sean sends them out. I don't know how to send out a Twitter.
But we fight over his two cents.
Because she wants to make it hers.
No, I don't. His two cents are sometimes so stupid.
That's the point.
No. He has had, like, I love my wife's elbows. I mean,
that's fantastic.
That's great.
That's so weird.
That's a little peek inside Larry King's mind.
In other words, the way this happens is it's stream of consciousness. So I just start to, like last week, I think I said, I'm afraid of large towels. That's because when I come out of a shower, if the towel, even though it's very, like I use one of our towels, we got different sized towels. If it's the huge towel, I'm afraid that I'll fall on it. I don't want to be dried that quick.
That sounds like you sound like you're going to tip over any minute.
See, the point of it's my two cents is you don't correct me.
No,
it's
I do.
My two cents.
I have to correct
you. It's
not
our two cents.
No, the world will think he's insane if I don't correct him. Trust me on this.
Anyway, there are a whole series of thoughts on baseball, sports, politics, movies, anything, just turnips, what I eat, what I don't eat. It's life. It's people associate with it.
I love it. And, you know, once again, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today about live like a king, or sleep like a king, I apologize. You know, we're just getting into this, and Larry, you're the master interviewer. Just want to know how we did today. Any pointers or anything?
You're Grant and Joe.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think? I think you both were very good. You
Grant
were concise.
Well, Grant was early. Grant was on time. Joe, you came in a little late.
Joe, which one of you hopped into bed with us?
I hopped into bed with you.
Not
a good experience?
No, that was fun. That was super fun.
Who went to the Walter Cronkite School?
I did. This is Grant. Yes.
You Larry, remember that.
Are you? Focus.
I went to community college, Larry.
You're not asleep. Walter Cronkite gave me the first Walter Cronkite Award.
Did they really?
He was a dear friend and a wonderful man. That school should have been very productive for you.
I studied under Aaron Brown for a little bit.
I love Aaron Brown.
Yeah, and it's amazing to hear the stories, and when the news was, I mean, it was big business. It was great, and like the CNN was the game. I mean, that was
Aaron Brown 9/11.
Yeah, incredible. That's
Ian Paulazan up on the roof.
What? No, I mean, did you guys, when you're on either early or, you know, you have the show that you did you guys ever bump into each other in the hallway? I mean,
we went to lunch together, Aaron and I led into Aaron. I miss Aaron. I had a lot of fun working with Aaron. He had dinner with us often.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in fact, his aunt, of his engineers, his director's aunt was Kay at Nathan Niles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
He had dinner at the house. He had dinner here.
Yeah.
That's so wild. Well, yeah. I mean, the big reason I was getting sober at the time when I came out here. So, hearing that interview with Chris Hardwick, who also got sober, was just really inspiring. And I really appreciate you guys chatting with us. This is fantastic.
I'm glad I would give them a 9 on a scale of 10.
I give them
all
a 10.
Right.
No, you can't get a 10 because. Why? Joe jumped into bed with us.
No, that's okay.
Who
that was
late?
Good. That was good.
Who was late?
No, Joe was late. That's okay. I was kidding. He really wasn't late.
But you like late people.
I love late people. So that's why they get a 10.
Well, you guys discuss our interview today, and maybe we'll get back with you sometime.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You brushing us off?
No, absolutely not.
I've done. I know when that happens.
I will talk to you all day long.
Okay. Just remind your audience, if you want a real treat, go to sleeplikeaking.com. And I am about to watch one of the kings do that very same thing. So as we bid you adieu, we wish you, you know, around the corner and up your block.
That's right.
We bid you a fond farewell for this Friday. But you're not going to play it on Friday.
So for this very day.
For the day we're taping it.
Yeah, whatever day this would be.
And I would strongly recommend that Grant and Joe replaced John Jay and Rich.
Oh, no.
John Jay and Rich made a major mistake in broadcasting. You want a tip?
That's an exclusive.
Never go on vacation.
Woo!
Never go on vacation. Never let another voice appear in this time period. Good luck to both of you, Grant and Joe. And
all right. Thank you so much, Larry
and
Sean.
Sleeplikeaking.com.
I'm snuggling into my Sleep Like a King sheets right now.
Good night, Sean.
Good night, your world.
Good night, Grant. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Larry.
Good night, Larry.
Good night, Sean.
Bye. Bye.